Dreamscape presents Forbidden, a hate-to-love sports romance by Carla Sorensen, narrated by Savannah Peachwood and Tor Tom.
Prologue. Aiden. 2.5 years earlier.
Does this mean I'll get a new mommy?
Amazing how kids could say the most innocent things and make you feel like you'd just taken a knife to the gut. Shielding my eyes from the California sun, I glanced up at Anya, sitting at the perch of her slide. When I could breathe enough to form words, I tried to keep my face even.
Why would you get a new mom?
She kicked her legs, staring at the bank of windows where Beth's hospital bed was set up, at her request, so she could watch Anya play.
If mommy is going to heaven soon, does that mean I'll get a new one?
I'd learned how to explain a lot to a 5-year-old in the past few months. Cancer. Why Beth had decided against chemo. Hospice. Heaven. But this was new. And I had to pinch my eyes shut to fight the brutal wave of fresh grief as it hit me. Every day was a new one, despite the reality that we'd been living in for 92 days since her diagnosis. And I was convinced every wave was the worst, and the next one might not knock me to my knees until moments like this. Beth's cancer had forced me to discover a side of myself I'd never known. A wellspring of patience, of acceptance, of realizing that everything I dedicated my life to didn't really matter very much in the grand scheme of things. Being good at something didn't automatically make it vital. Fighting used to be everything, and now? It was simply something I used to do, and in no way did it prepare me to bury my wife before we both turned 35. Nor did it help me when my daughter asked about a new mommy.
Maybe we can talk about this later, okay?
I said wearily. Sleep was scarce for me, even though Beth was doing more and more of it. Her nurse couldn't give me an exact timeline, but as her appetite waned and her energy decreased, we knew we were down to weeks, maybe days.
Okay, Daddy.
She swooshed down the slide, running back around to the ladder. Instead of stopping on the platform, she hopped nimbly up to the beam stretching across the top of the swing set.
Look!
I shook my head. Anya, you know you can't be up that high. My fearless girl, she giggled, moving to stand on the beam. I was on my feet in the next breath, holding my arms out. Come on, big jump and I'll catch you. If I freaked out, she'd do something even crazier, like trying to land.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?